The phone's ringing. You don't mind if I go to the phone right now, do you, Maynard?
Please.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Bob Paris. Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Hi, Maynard.
Hi.
Hi, Maynard.
Hello. What's up? Why the exuberance?
Going to the garden show.
Oh, yeah. I am so excited for the garden show.
Well, Paris loves it, and it's a tropical motif this year, but it sucks the life out of me.
Wait a minute. You mean the whole thing is a theme of tropical?
Mm-hmm.
That can't be so. That just couldn't be so. You don't just have one big theme. I hope not.
Well, I hope they do, because Paris has jungle fever.
Does he?
Oh, absolutely, Robin. Come on.
He's wearing a loincloth.
Is he?
Garden show.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of tropical plants do you fancy, Paris?
It's not the plants so much as the manure.
What?
I love...
Paris, well, remember last year... when I've covered Paris in manure?
Yeah, I do.
No.
I do.
Yeah.
No, God,
oh,
no.
Oh, I do. Oh, I remember that.
No, it wasn't manure. You threw him in the compost barrel. That's not quite the same thing.
It was just sort of like a mud pack.
It was.
Well,
and it's really, it really is fabulous.
I can tell you that if you go to the garden show, it's not going to be, you know, a manure festival.
Robin, do you know what Bob calls me when I bury myself in manure?
No.
Dunga-din.
Dunga-din?
What?
Dunga-din.
You know something? I have never really been totally offended and nauseated by you fellas before, but I do believe I am today.
Yes?
Listen, guys, I hate to cut you off here, but I'm going to vomit and I have to go.
Oh, goodbye.
I can assure all that manure is not the big drawing point for the garden show. It's new garden patterns. You know, it's layering in the garden. There's a lot of garden art. Fountains, falls. Northbound 5 crowded over the South Center Hill. Southbound 405 gathering through Canyon Park over the county line. A little slow from northbound 405 getting on the freeway this morning. That's the Valley Freeway, but other than that, nah.
Well, you are listening to the station that is presenting the KO Bowling Ball Contest, and I'll tell you, it's gangbusters. Listen to this.
Now, the same top-notch radio professionals that brought you the KO Hidden Hideaway.
KO Hidden Hideaway.
Proudly bring you the Name the KO Bowling Ball Contest.
Enter the KAYO's Name the Bowling Ball Contest. What names can you think of for a bowling ball? Think hard. Do it today.
All right, to this morning's prize stash, we are adding a Sunset Bowling Can Cozy.
All right.
A carton of Camel's Buttermilk and a Sunset Bowling Can Cozy.
All right, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm a 43, almost 44-year-old woman down here in Olympia.
Mm.
And I know you got...
Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, me too. 57 was a bad year. Anyway.
Hold it.
Hold it.
I hear what's coming.
What's that?
You're going to grovel here, aren't you?
I'm going to grovel.
For what?
Grovel. AC/DC tickets.
Ain't going to happen. Call later.
Hi.
You
have to hear for Predicto.
Yeah, I'm predicting this morning. Hello.
You listen for Predicto on this station.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I've got a bowling ball name for you.
Is it a secret?
Not really. You know, funny thing about bowling, I had to give up golf. You know, the ball washers kind of hurt.
Mm.
So I thought, I'd go to bowling. It's a little easier to find your ball.
Mm.
So Turgid Fervor is...
Go ahead and speak right up like a big man.
Turgid Fervor would be an excellent bowling ball name.
Oh, I don't think so. All right.
No, I don't either.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, caller. Hello.
Okay, that's...
All right,
thanks
for calling.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I just called a second ago.
Hi, do you have a bowling ball name?
No, but God is...
Okay, now listen, I'm going to talk to you for just a second here. I know she wants the AC/DC tickets and she wants to gravel, but we're in the middle of a completely different contest. And that's why we have to be short and roll through these, because as you know, the boss is sitting at home and he waits for me to time out the breaks. This woman has not stopped talking yet. See? The needles are still going. Ma'am, have you listened to one thing I've said?
Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
All right. Who's got the bowling ball name? Is it you?
I want to name the bowling ball.
Yeah, what name do you want to name it?
Stryker.
My sentiment is, I can't stand it. Let me ask you, James Brown, how do you feel about it?
Ow! I can't stand it.
Neither can I.
Yeah, that's bad. Anything out of you?
I'm kind of suggestions for names for bowling ball.
If you had three bowling balls, you could name it after the new leaders of the free world, Bush, Dick, and Colin.
Okay, thank you, sir. I mean, it was a stretch. I understand. Well, you know, I saw that joke on the internet the other day, and I thought, how can that be turned into this?
We don't have three.
No, we have one
ball.
We're
asking you to name one.
And that app, by the way, has been recommended 9 times, one ball.
Well, thank
Hello.
You for infusing the leaders of the free world into the show.
Okay. You know, this bowling ball contest is going to really test the patience of your
sure
Robin
is.
And Maynard.
Yeah,
of course.
But it's all good.
I have Jeff Beck tickets as well as a front row AC/DC today. I wanted to give Jeff Beck its. You were the one that was supposed to be the stumble bum today. It wasn't supposed to be me.
It's all right. We share.
All right. So I want to give the Beck tickets away to somebody that can play a little game with me. Oh, no. You know, that really. It's Friday. As you know, it's the Crusher on the Robin and Maynard Show. And what do you do but leave your radio on full blast, huh? Is there a problem, Maynard? Hello?
Yeah, there is.
Hi. Is there... speak! Jesus, hello!
Let me ask you, James Brown, what do you think of this so far?
Yeah, me too. My phone must be off, down or something. I can't figure it out.
Do you want me to take some calls for you, Robin?
Good morning, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, then why isn't anyone else... What's your name, please?
Tara.
Oh, no, wait a minute, you know what you just pulled up?
Well, okay, I pulled up a cell phone, but I'm going to stay live.
All right.
What? Yeah. I haven't even started the contest, and you're giving me an answer?
No, I'm just getting John out of the way.
What?
Okay.
Wait a second. This has really gone sideways.
What are we doing?
I hung up. I couldn't take it. Good morning.
Good morning.
You want Beck tickets?
I want any tickets you'll give me there, Miss Travelina.
Madam to you, please, sir. Who's older, Burt Reynolds or Robert Wagner?
Burt Reynolds or Robert Wagner?
You can have, by the way, hang on here, Doofy. You can have Maynard play for you if you're in a jam, okay?
Okay.
All right. Maynard,
no,
you want to help this guy?
I'll play for you if you're in your jammies.
Well, I can wear jammies for you.
Yeah.
All right. Who's older, Burt Reynolds or Robert Wagner?
I believe Burt Reynolds would be older.
Well, you're gone. Uh-oh. All right. We've established that Wagner is now older. Good morning.
Good morning, Robin.
You can have Maynard help you. Who's older, Leslie Nielsen or Robert Wagner?
I would like Maynard's help.
Nielsen is older.
Exactly.
I would agree.
Who is older, Tina Louise, formerly Ginger on Gilligan's Island, or Burt Reynolds?
Wow. I'd have to ask Maynard's help.
I'd go with Birdie Boy on that.
Mm.
Mm. Okay, I'll agree with Maynard.
Yeah, he's wrong about that. You could be the lucky winner. Who's older, friend, Sergio Mendez or Tina Louise?
Mendez.
Actually, no. We have no winners in the contest. Well, that's just perfect.
Yeah. It's kind of like all quiz shows all the time. Thanks for your bowling ball. Naming the bowling ball, here's a guy that got in a little late. What'd you have?
Yeah. Hmm? How about Wilma Fingerdew?
Well, I don't... The amusement comes with great difficulty.
Well, it is a little delayed.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's 16 before 7 o'clock, the Robin and Maynard program. Time now to phone for the Melody Ranch Death Wheel 2001 Deluxe, 421-1025 or 1-800-252-1025.
Jake Moe, you're on with Robin and Maynard, and I'm presuming that skiing is aces.
Yes, it is. Yesterday was tremendous at Stevens Pass. We picked up another 3 inches last night throughout the Cascades and some partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Plenty of snow, 108 inches at Baker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
The coverage is excellent. I wish you were with me yesterday. We would have made some great
turns. Oh, you know, that's what I was wishing, Jake. Gosh, if we could just spend more time together.
We could have made some turns in the trees, guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah, making turns
would be complete.
With Maynard.
I'm not going out in the trees with you, Jake. I've seen Deliverance. Thank you. 644. Traffic?
Don't blame you. Nobody's bothered to bring traffic, even though I've cried for it and cried.
Adam Fabulina calls for traffic delivered by torch-bearing couriers. 645. Who's your contestant? My Robin Pot Pie.
Hello.
Hello.
What is your name, please?
Gary.
Gary.
Hi,
Gary whom?
Gregor.
Gregor?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Gary. You will be the first contestant. We'll see if you can win $102.50, and then I'll pull another one and Maynard will play for them.
Here we go, Gary. Our classic rock mystery artist held down the number one position on this day, February 9th, 1979. Even though his song was number one, classic rockers decried this treasured work of art. They said, this isn't classic rock at all, it's disco.
What is this now? What year?
79, February 9th, 1979. I mean, this thing, boom, skyrocketed to number one. Obviously a classic rocker, but at the time, they said, that ain't classic rock, that's disco, and we'll have none of it. Clues. He once played with the Hoochie Coochie Men. Name our mystery
now,
artist.
No, come on.
Okay, he played with Jeff Beck as well.
Maybe Rod Stewart?
Yeah, it is Rod Stewart.
You want to help Roy?
Say, if you'd like to take some time to think about this very, very challenging question.
Mm-hmm. It's not so tough, really.
I will play some devil music.
Right. No.
Roy has the devil music going.
All right, go ahead. I'd say Rod Stewart, if he's talking about the Faces, right? Isn't that what you're thinking?
Yeah, Rod Stewart.
Yeah, Rod Stewart.
Are you thinking about someone's face?
Yours, and I like to think about where it's going to be in a matter of seconds. Go ahead. That's the answer. Final. I thought I'd never say that. That is the answer, John.
It's Rockin' Rod.
Yeah.
Rock.
Rod the Mod, as they used to say. It's dreadful moniker. All right, hang on the line. You're their first winner. John, you can take a contestant now. And you can play with him. You want to play with Johnny?
You want me to play devil music?
No, I don't. I would just like
Robin
John to pick
like
a,
it, Roy.
Pick another contestant.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Okie doke.
Okay, then. Who are you?
I was just on. I won the Rod Stewart.
Yeah. Why don't you go to line four, John?
Yeah,
go to line
for the bowling ball, too.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'll
oh,
bet
yeah?
you do.
What did you have?
Three finger jacks.
That's good.
Yeah.
You, my friend, are going on hold.
Okay.
All right? And I am playing our phone pad like a fine concertina.
Four, John.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, John?
Good. Who are you?
This is Gina Marks.
Hi, Gina.
All right, Gina, here we go.
Robin has a question for you, Gina. I'll do what I can.
1963, this song, number 44 on the pop singles chart. On the pop singles chart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a country song.
Oh, wow. How about that?
And a TV theme. What is it?
No kidding. And it was a TV theme?
Yeah.
You have any thoughts on this, Gina?
No, afraid not.
It was probably, 63, that's when Beverly Hillbillies started. Now, let me tell you.
How's that song go?
Listen to a story about a man named Jed. Don't play that other mess that you made. It's just absolutely too much.
Now, let me tell you a story about a man named Jed.
Mm-hmm.
The governor tried to keep his kid ahead. Swiped a bag of votes and got the country's goats.
Well, that is not it there.
Don't smell so good. Gore votes. Nader. Buchanan.
Y'all come back now here.
All right, so what are you saying? Is that what you're going to say?
I don't think that was ever charted. But I'll go with it just for the hell of it. What do you think, Gina?
I'll go with you.
So you're going to go with
John.
That song?
You're going to go with John and take the 50?
Can I make a guess?
Sure, you can.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Was it Skeeter Davis?
The End of the World? That wasn't the TV theme.
No.
No.
Andy Williams?
Okay, now this is not, let's take as many guesses as we can. I want an answer from you, and I want it now.
I don't have one.
So what, are you going to take the 50, or are you going to take? You're going to say it's the Beverly Hillbillies song? Which one are you going to go with here?
I'll go with the 50.
You're going to take the 50?
Yeah.
What was it, Robin? My God, I was right. She got you out of bed for that, didn't she,
yes,
Gina?
She did.
You know who did it?
I'm going to listen to my story about a man named Jed.
Like, see, everybody thought that it was Homer and Jethro.
No, it was not. It was Flattin' Scruggs.
Flattin' Scruggs.
Yeah.
And up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil that is
black gold.
Y'all come back,
Texas tea. All right, well, I'm sorry about that. Gina, you should have gone with Maynard, as
we
know.
Well, Gina, you're 50 bucks ahead of where you were 5 minutes ago.
Or maybe like a half an hour. It seems like the rest of my... It seems like I went from... When I walked in, I was a toddler, and now I'm middle-aged.
See what you're getting into with more live Time Saver traffic.
This refreshing Robin and Maynard clip is brought to you by the all-new 2016 Weenie Wagon.
Hello, my many friends. Right now, I am writing a song to those of you who own little wiener dogs. Does your weenie hang high? Does your weenie hang low? Can you tie it in a knot? Can you tie it in a bow? You know, there's an exciting new product out on the market for these little wiener dogs that are so close to the ground that their little Dubby Johnson could accidentally scrape on the ground and for sure bang right into a curb when it tries to get up over the curb. But not now. Not with new Weenie in a Way. Weenie in a Wagon. Order one today. Thank you. Does your weenie hang high? Does your weenie hang low? Can you tie it in a knot? Can you tie it in a bow? Can you throw it over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Does your weenie hang high?